Good morning, Albuquerque. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. I am your host, Sean Boccaccini, and I am very excited to have a conversation with you about the cool stuff that's going on in our community today. First and foremost, we want to introduce you to Go Local Boom. If you haven't heard us before, we're Albuquerque's only free advertising directory for local businesses. GoLocalBoom.com has hundreds of profiles of local businesses that you can check out. The cool thing about Go Local Boom is that it's geolocated, so you can search from anywhere in the city, and it's going to show you the nearest local business to you. So if you know, like we know, that if you spend a dollar with a local business, 70% of that dollar stays in our community, and if you spend a dollar with a franchise that's not locally owned and operated, 80% of that dollar leaves our community. So if you care about that like we do and you want to look for local businesses to do business with anywhere you are in the city, check out GoLocalBoom.com and it'll tell you what's closest to you. I have a lot of client meetings, coffee shops and whatnot. Should we go to that one place that has burnt coffee and doesn't taste that good? Or should we go to a local coffee shop? Well, where's the local coffee shop if I'm in Rio Rancho or I'm in Old Town and I don't know the city very well? Go Local Boom will tell me. Vince and I talk about that all the time.
I love it.
So in any case, Go Local Boom, we like to say Go Local Boom is powered by Rocketbox SEO. Rocketbox SEO and web design, they're a local web designer that that ranks businesses on the first page of Google. If you don't know what search engine optimization is and you own a business that has a website, you need to give them a call. Everybody needs to know what search engine optimization is and why it's important to be ranked on the first page of Google for what you do. Our sponsor, Rocketbox SEO, you can contact those guys at 505-453-9595. They've got great local business free website audit packages. So it's a ton of information where they kind of forensically analyze your website and what's going on in Google for you so that you can determine what help you need.
Good to know.
Good to know. My co-host, Patty Farmer. Tell everybody what you do, Patty.
What I do is I help entrepreneurs and small business owners to master, market, and monetize their message. Because if you haven't monetized your message, it's just a message.
She's pretty good at it. That's the reason that she's here. She helps us with it. And she brings in some guests for us to interview every week. And so because of Patty, we've done nothing less than build great relationships and resources for Go Local Boom. So thank you very much for being here.
Thanks.
How can they reach you if they want to connect?
972-603-8209 or anywhere on social media.
And you've got one of the best websites I can think of. It's pattyfarmer.com.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Top ranked in Google from anywhere you search in the country.
That's right.
You look up Patty Farmer, they're going to find you first.
Yes, they are.
Good work, ma'am. Okay, so our first guest this morning, Mr. Robert Gobaldone. He is the Albuquerque Market President of Los Alamos National Bank. They are here to tell us about their new Albuquerque location and all about the bank itself and why they're awesome. Good morning, sir. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Patty, thank you so much for having me on this morning. Happy Saturday.
Yeah, indeed. Happy Saturday it is. So we love our community. As you can tell, Go Local Boom is all about supporting local businesses. How long has Los Alamos National Bank been in business?
Well, we're right there with you with community. Community is very important to us. We've been in business for 54 years.
54 years.
Wow.
And locally headquartered. We're the largest locally headquartered bank in the state of New Mexico, 54 years old, and here in the local community. We just built out our new building over at 7445 Pan Am Freeway. People know it as a Red Cross building. We bought the building. We now co-locate with the Red Cross and just finished a build-out using all local vendors and local providers.
So that's
incredible
brand integrity. Obviously, you guys have been doing a great job and have a good reputation if you've been doing it for 54 years. So
that's
tell everybody
older than us.
That's definitely older than well, I was going to say that's almost twice my age.
So, I'm not going to go that far, but I am going to say older than me.
It's a touch older than me.
In any case, tell everybody how they can reach you now that they know that you're a brand worth doing business with.
Absolutely. LANB.com, 505-449-5101 is a way to get a hold of me and to get a hold of anybody on my team.
And 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. Saturday morning, August the 5th, there's a grand opening party going right now.
Right now. It just started a few minutes ago, and Orbit's going to be out there from Isotopes doing his dance near the freeway, so if people drive by and honk at him, he'll probably wave back. We're going to have.
Will he throw money at them?
Hopefully not baseballs, maybe a little cash. It's going to be a lot of fun, kind of like Carnival. Families should come out. There's a bouncy house, Baskin Robbins ice cream cups, Orbit. I'll be there, and a lot of my staff will be there to show people around the new building.
That's exciting. Okay, cool. What can they expect in the new location? Is there anything different from this one than that makes it different from the others?
There is. We're owners, not renters. We used to rent our space down here for the recent, say, 10 to 12 years.
You have ownership stake in that Red Cross building there off the freeway.
We bought the building. We have wonderful tenants, Red Cross, another local company, El Paso Natural Gas from down south.
You cannot get better exposure for your logo than everybody knows where the Red Cross building is. How many people drive by that building every day?
About 146,000 people are going to know it now as the Los Alamos National Bank building.
That's
so
right.
We're really happy about that.
Yeah, congratulations. That's a good strategy. Obviously, you guys have your resources together when it comes to securing assets and property. And, you know, anybody that knows, you know, business, they know it's as much or more about real estate as it is about the product you deliver.
Absolutely.
McDonald's isn't in the burger business. They're in the real estate.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they've got prime locations. So congratulations on that. That's very exciting.
Thank you.
Okay. So, I interrupted you. What's cool about this location that's different from the others?
Well, the vehicle count per day, as you mentioned, and we own the building. Owning the building is a big deal. It shows the community that we have roots in the community, just like other business owners around us, as most of the folks that come in to this show have.
Right.
We have a stake in the community. We're involved in the community. Our people, our dollars are right here in the community. We're also all under one roof. We had a couple of rented spaces, so now we've brought all of our resources under one roof, one location.
That's exciting, man.
I think it says a lot. I mean, really a lot to me personally as someone who lives here, that when they built that out, that they used all local vendors.
Yeah.
I mean, really, honestly, that says a lot, because that means you're walking your walk, not just talking the talk, and that means a lot.
Agreed. Community banks, you know, ought to. It's you all are more responsible than we are, in my opinion, you know, when it comes to supporting, and we're huge on that. I always say, you know, success is my duty. Once I've achieved some level of that, it's important for me to turn around and support my community so that it can thrive the way that we are because of its support and so on. You know, this kind of the local business population, the nonprofits, the community groups, the banks, the credit unions, Small Business America is really what makes Albuquerque great. If it wasn't for all of us working so hard to grow this community, it wouldn't be great, right? So congratulations and thank you for what you're doing in the community to kind of to lead the way, lead by example.
We appreciate that. It's all of our jobs to do that.
Okay, so we touched a little bit on, you know, what the bank is about, but why don't you go into, you know, what that looks like, you know, in terms of your network behind the scenes. What do we not see when we see the Los Alamos National Bank logo? You know, what can you tell me that logo doesn't say?
You bet. Well, our logo, well known up north, by the way, Santa Fe and Los Alamos, for all the decades. We're only about a decade old down here. What you don't see is that we're a commercial bank. We're focused on real estate and business owners. We take care of families. We're a full service branch and a full service commercial bank. We're involved in good community projects. The largest, actually, I can say this publicly, the largest public-private partnership going on right now is One Central Downtown. You see some cranes about four blocks over.
Yep.
We're actually the financier of that project. We thought even a project that size.
Is that the Epicenter project?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. So tell everybody what that is, because I don't know that a lot of people know about the rainforest.
Well, no, it's not the Epicenter project. The One Central project is on First and Central. There's actually a art stop that's going to be right in front of it.
Oh, I see. It's a different location in close proximity to that one.
Very close proximity. I can see there's a lot going on right there within those intersections. One Central is going to involve mixed use, condos, entertainment, restaurants, all those sorts of things. A large parking garage is almost up right now. Lots of cranes downtown. Lots of progress.
I might be moving into that location. I've been thinking, you know, our office is in the Verge building there downtown, and I drive from Rio Rancho right now, and every time I see those spaces, plus, you know, we're in a co-working space, we're in a law firm, we you know, occupy a healthy amount of that space in the Verge building, which is a tech startup hub. It's a great place for us to be, but I can't bring my dogs to work in a law firm, you know, and I want to get one of those lofts downtown where I can, you know, have my dogs at home and have office space and nobody would know, as long as, you know, I take care of everything properly. So that sounds exciting. exciting.
It's all about live, work, and play these days.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely is. One of the things you said to us as we were getting ready, thank you for taking the few minutes away on this Saturday. You said something to me that I really think we should touch on is that all the decision making happens here. And I think that's really important. I know as somebody who's owned many houses and property and stuff, it is important where the decision making process is. So can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. Whether it's something to do with your deposit account or a loan decision, we have committees here. Our local leadership is here. All the folks that make any decision with regards to the bank and the banking that happens within are here in New Mexico within Los Alamos, Santa Fe, or Albuquerque. And we're spread out among the three pretty evenly. Like you, I live in Rio Rancho. I've been in banking for 24 years in the Albuquerque Metro, and it's important to me as well as the person I report to. We're from here. We're local people. We understand the community and understand what the needs are.
Yeah. I think that's important. If you're making a decision about something, they need to know what is the environment that we live, work, and play in, right?
Yeah, and it's relatively unique to banks, right? We've got a lot of local credit unions, but local commercial banks, you know, you guys really own the market.
We're a little bit bigger than some. There are a few others, but all the community banks that are here are very important. It's wonderful that they're all here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So thank you guys for what you do. All right. So I feel like we've got a good understanding. Plug this grand opening one more time,
you
real
bet.
Quick.
Happening 10 to 2 today, and again from 10 to 12, Orbit's going to be out there. Supplies will probably last for most of the 4 hours, but please come out. It's a public event. 7445 Pan American Freeway. It's just south of Paseo on the West Frontage Road. There'll be eats and drinks and tours, and we'd love to see everybody out there to see what Los Alamos National Bank is doing in Albuquerque.
Folks, go on out and give them some support. Mr. Robert Gobbledone, Albuquerque Market President, Los Alamos National Bank. Check them out online at lanb.com.
That's right.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for what you do in our community, and good luck with that event today.
Sean, Patty, thanks so much.
Thank you. Well, folks, you're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We'll be right back. It's a beautiful day in Albuquerque. It's not raining as much as I would like it to this week, but it could always rain more.
Monsoons aren't here.
Yeah, not yet. I'm your host, Sean Boccaccini. This is Go Local Boom, your only local business talk show that's free to local businesses. And then we turn around and create a profile on our business directory, GoLocalBoom.com, promote you on social media, introduce you to influencers in our community who might need your support or vice versa. Go Local Boom just loves Albuquerque, basically. So my co-host, Patty Farmer. Patty, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Why are you here, Patty? Why do you come and spend time with Go Local Boom every week?
Because I love to meet, associate, and work with the community that serve here. That's important to me.
You know, you're pretty new to Albuquerque, and for somebody who's new to Albuquerque, you dove into the local community and really started making connections and building relationships.
It's all about that.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much. That's why you're here.
Hey, that's why I'm here.
You are a good fit for the team. Okay, folks, our second guest this morning, Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce Chief Operating Officer, Cynthia Jaramillo. I had never met you before today. Cynthia, welcome.
That is incredibly impossible.
It is incredible. We've been in the same place a few times, but never been introduced. I've known Luis Hernandez for almost 20 years now, it seems like.
Wow.
So I know and see him everywhere I go, and we collaborate in a lot of big ways. Thank you guys so much for your support of Go Local Boom, because the Hispano Chamber has really helped us to become what we are.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, we love what you guys do. The Hispano Chamber is definitely the most active chamber in the community. So let's talk about the reason that you're here today, because as Chief Operating Officer, we usually have, you know, community events coordinators or membership coordinators in here talking about, you know, the Hispano Chamber and the resources that it offers to our listeners, local business owners, and so on. But we're going to talk about a different project today, and I'm really excited about it because the Chamber is not just, you know, an event planner that coordinates networking opportunities for businesses or, you know, introduces vendors to, you know, people who need their services. You guys are activists in the community, and your job is to support and lobby and advocate for local businesses. So let's talk about the MBE and the reason that you're here today.
Love it.
Absolutely. Again, thank you for having me. Like Go Local Boom, the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce is passionately in love with Albuquerque.
Indeed.
And the businesses that we serve, we know, are the backbone of our community. And so why are we here today? Recently, we partnered with the City of Albuquerque, the Economic Development Department, to promote an ordinance that has not been talked about nor practiced in the past 40 years.
Respected or even considered.
Right.
Personally, if this is something that I knew about, I would have been an advocate, you know, long ago, and I'm sure Patty's going to jump on the bandwagon too. So tell us what the MBE
is. Well, sure. This ordinance and our relationship with the city, it's really to help promote minority business owners, women-owned, and locally-owned businesses, very much like Go Local. Boom. And the reason we're involved is because, like you said earlier, we are a small business advocate, and it is our, we feel like it's an obligation to serve small businesses. And so what we're doing right now is we are helping businesses self-certify as either a minority business enterprise, a locally owned business, or a women-owned business.
Right, because the ordinance states, then this was implemented in the 70s, if my information is correct, the ordinance states that if you are minority, female, or locally owned business, you should have first rights refusals to city contracts. Is that the way it
works? No, not necessarily. So the reason we're collecting this data and having small businesses, women, and minority-owned businesses fill out this self-certification survey is so that we, as a chamber and the city, they want to know where they are as far as contracting opportunities with these businesses. And so the goal for us is to collect the data to prove that there is a disparity that exists with the city of Albuquerque and others.
Meaning that the majority of its contracts go to
non-local. And we don't know that. And until we collect this data, we won't know for sure. And really, the city of Albuquerque is taking a lead in this effort, because we would like to work with Bernalillo County, the state of New Mexico, and anchor institutions here in Albuquerque. Again, it's our responsibility to hold these institutions accountable for doing business locally. And
so where did the idea come from? So the ordinance was implemented, but it was just never enforced. They never collected the data to see how healthy our business economy, our local business economy is.
Right.
They just never tracked it.
There are different sources that are collecting the data on behalf of the city, but they knew that they needed a grassroots organization to help them to collect any, you know, others that they're not capturing.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is the city's intent to do more business locally. And really, hats off to this administration, because they've really taken a concerted effort and they've implemented resources to be able to collect this necessary information, this necessary data.
That's a great initiative. Really, you know, a lot of times we have things that happen, but nobody really steps up. So that's great that you guys stepped up and joined them and partnered. That's a great collaboration, right? For sure.
Yes, indeed. And I love the fact that the Albuquerque Economic Development reached out and asked for help, because they know you guys are connected to and engage, you know, a lot of businesses consistently. I still don't understand the ordinance. What was the red flag, you know, that was suddenly raised to say, okay, we need to get the, you know, the influencers in our community, the chamber, you know, Bernalillo County and City of Albuquerque together to check this out? Why? What happened in the first place that kind of got everybody concerned?
Okay, so the red flag was this. There was an internal audit that discovered that this ordinance even existed. And we, the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce, we happened to see local news station air and talk about this local ordinance. And because we've been trying to implement these types of practices at the state level, we watched, I think it was Channel 7, I think, nightly news. We saw that air, and we reached out to the mayor's office, and we said, you know, we can help you. We can help you collect this data. And the red flag was the audit that discovered this ordinance existed and had not been enforced. So that was the red flag.
However, though, having a red flag is one thing. Seeing that and then taking action, right? Because it's all about taking action. So the fact that you guys took action, stepped up, called the mayor's office and said, hey, here's what we can do. Kudos to you guys, because it might never have gone any further. Right?
Yeah, and I agree. My compliments to you for that. Thank you. But I'm not surprised at all, right? The Hispano Chamber is very passionate, like you said, about this community and doing everything that you guys can. I mean, some of the best relationships and the influencers in our community came from, you know, executive or level or board level positions at the Hispano Chamber. You guys are very good about supporting local business. But I also want to compliment Albuquerque, because this situation, the fact that everybody is getting excited and taking action around this, means that we're evolving.
Yes.
Right, right. The ordinance was implemented years and years ago and nobody paid any attention to it. Nobody cared. But today, when the audit exposes this thing, and there's a huge crowd of people that's screaming with the same voice in unison, this is something that we care about. This is something we need to do. It's already been implemented. We're going to take advantage of it, right? So
absolutely.
Back then it wasn't as important as it is now. So I'm very proud of Albuquerque, where, you know, we're always ranked the highest for the things you don't want to be ranked in and the lowest for the things that you want to do well in. And it really is the influencers in our community that are making a difference to push Albuquerque into the present, you know?
Absolutely.
So I'm excited about that. Tell us what else we need to know about how we can get involved.
Sure. Well, number one, because our website is under construction, I would ask folks to visit our Facebook page. And actually, the best way that somebody can get involved is fill out that survey, complete that survey, because if we don't have that data, again, we can't move the needle. We won't begin to provide on our website or our Facebook page. We do have the survey link on our under construction page, and it's also on our Facebook page, and we'll be sending out email blasts, and perhaps we could post on the Go Local Boom Facebook page.
No question.
That would be great.
Right. Luis is really good about that. We'll collaborate on how we can, you know, get it out there to everybody. And I mean, you know, $5 goes a long way when you advertise a post on Facebook. And so
Absolutely. Boosting
posts can never hurt.
So
that's something that you guys might consider with all of the collaborators involved. There's no reason why social media can't be the delivery system for
Definitely. This
survey.
Definitely.
So we find the survey, we take the survey. This is really going to help. Do you want us to tell everybody we possibly can?
Absolutely. Please share.
Survey.
You'll receive, after completing the survey, you'll receive a phone call from one of our member engagement specialists just to make sure that you've completed and you understand the reasoning behind the survey and why it's so important. And so we're going that extra step to make sure that
a ton of resources into making sure that you collect and capture this data. This is great.
It's very important to the future of this community.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I mean, we all know that our bread and butter is locally owned businesses, mm-hmm. minority owned businesses, and women owned businesses. And so, yeah, we're excited for the opportunity. Again, it's going to take a lot of work and some grassroots effort.
How long do you think it'll take to collect all of that data?
Well, let's see. How many businesses exist in the city of Albuquerque?
I don't know. Do we know that?
It's over 72,000.
Right.
Over 72,000.
And, you know, we would like to venture to guess that the majority of those are locally owned, we're hoping. And so it may take some time, but we'll continue to push forward and we'll continue to hold these institutions accountable.
Yeah.
For doing business locally.
Yeah. We appreciate that very much. You know what we didn't do? I did an okay job of promoting the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce. My friend Luis Hernandez is our cameraman in the building today. He always does an amazing job promoting the organizations that he's working with. Luis, you want to jump on and tell everybody about the Hispano Chamber?
Good morning, Albuquerque. Luis Hernandez here, Albuquerque Hispano Chamber. And gosh, what can I say? Cynthia Jaramillo has done an amazing job over the course of the last, 19, 20, 22 years?
17. Don't make me older than I am.
She has done an amazing job in terms of getting the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber aligned with a strong vision to just make a positive impact here in the community. As far as membership is concerned, this is what I'll tell you. If you're not a member of the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber, shame on you. I'm going to just say it blunt, just like that. And here's why. We've got some amazing opportunities for you. What we do is very, very, very simple. We help get you connected to the right people at the right place at the right time. We help connect you to resources, again, at the right time. And then we go to work to help you market, brand, and promote your business. It doesn't get any better than that. So, folks, if you are not yet a member. Again, shame on you. Now is the best time for you to do that. Participate with the MBE program.
Shame on you, and we love you anyway.
We do. We love you. We still love you. It doesn't matter. We're going to always love you because you're part of our beautiful Albuquerque, right?
You don't know what you're missing out on.
You don't know what you're missing out on. And the beautiful thing is, here's a perfect resource for you. Get involved. Participate with the MBE project, right? Take it a step further. Become a member. We have a procurement series that will put you in direct contact with the buyers the organizations here around the city. So that's all I'm going to say. If you want to reach out, it's 505-688-4122. I'll take care of you.
Great work. Thanks, Luis. And again, thank you for helping us grow into what we're doing. I know that you are one of the most active people in the community. Patty, we got 1 minute left. Did you have something you wanted to say?
I have something really quick. Are you going to publish the data? Is that data that you guys collect going to be published somewhere so that the businesses that are here will have that data to use as well?
Yes, absolutely. The goal is to publish the data, and the city of Albuquerque will do it in a number of ways. But yes, the answer is yes, we will publish the data.
Thank you.
This is super exciting, folks. Follow us on Facebook as well as the Hispano Chamber so that you can get up-to-date information and fill out that survey. Help your community. We can use your support. Cynthia Jaramillo, Chief Operating Officer at the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce, thank you for spending time with us this morning.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We love what you guys do. Check out the Hispano Chamber online, ahcnm.org, or give them a call if you have questions and you're not internet savvy, 842-9003. Okay, folks, you are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We're coming up with our final guest who has a business in a bag concept that's phenomenal. You're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Good morning again, everyone. Go Local Boom is in love with the idea of a business in a bag. I can't really say enough about how awesome this is. Patty, what do you think?
Well, I think it was so awesome that we were having coffee, and I said, oh my goodness, we need to bring you on the show. I just love the whole concept from start to finish for so many reasons that I'm sure she's going to share with us.
Yeah, Sarah's going to tell us. So Sarah Lopez, founder of Biz in the Bag, swagbagmarketing.com. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I am well, enjoying the Albuquerque weather.
Yeah, we love this weather. It's not raining enough for me, but it's getting there. So, hey, tell everybody what Biz in a Bag is.
Biz in the Bag is a marketing company specific to small businesses that can't get out and market for themselves.
Or if they can.
Or even if they can.
Yeah, that's fine. Everybody needs marketing, right, Patty?
Everybody needs marketing.
And you can't have too much of it.
Yeah, and you can't have too. I agree completely. There are people who talk about how annoying some businesses are that they post too many times on social media and they're all over this and they're all over that. You can never do that too much. As a matter of fact, if they're talking about you because you're annoying them because you're doing it too much, that means they're talking about you and it's working, right?
So and you're doing your job.
You can never have enough marketing, agreed. So this is for the business owner who, you know, doesn't have the time and resources to get out there and do it themselves, or the business owner that does, right?
Correct. And we also like to focus on business owners that may have a special needs family member
mm-hmm.
that can't go out and go to events, personally be there. We focus with we call it the sandwich generation. They have elderly parents, perhaps, that can't get out with Alzheimer's. They need to be there with them during evenings, which is usually when events are held. We focus on families that have children with special needs. And again, they want to run their business, even if they're brick and mortar. But then taking the time to go out and be at events is not something that's really that they're able to do. So we love working with them, and we usually give them top priority in most of our events.
That's so cool. Okay, so now that you've gotten everyone excited about what you do, tell them how they can reach you if they need your support.
Oh, anybody can reach out. Talking about social media, I am all over it. So you can hit me.
You are, actually. You're one of the few guests that posted and liked the page and commented before
oh, yeah.
you even got here. Thank
before
you so much.
Before I even got here, absolutely.
Okay. So give them your contact information.
All right, you can do hashtag Biz in the Bag. You can reach me at facebook.com/swagbagmarketing, and bizinthebag.com is our website. And there's always open events posted on there. So I tell everybody, keep an eye on it. We throw some specials in there on occasion. So I tell everybody, make sure you follow, check back. Same with Facebook. Sometimes we'll get a request for an event, and it's spur of the moment, and we don't post it on the website. We'll just throw it out there for social media.
Oh, that's exciting. So it's a good way to keep your followers engaged. Okay, so we've spoken about the business model and who you like to support and what this kind of is. Tell me exactly what it is. How is Biz in a Bag going to help me market my business?
We are going to help you basically get your name in front of people that you may otherwise not have been able to come in contact with.
How so?
We, for instance, we're going to be at campus, and we're going to be able to distribute basically door hangers, but we're going to do it more personal, a personal invitation to the students coming in. And we're going to say, hey, you know, here's some local businesses that like to have you have your business. Visit them at, it can be a coffee shop, it can be the dry cleaners. We really don't have any specific categories for the bags. We just do general distributions unless an event has specific guidelines for us to follow.
That's pretty exciting and a good fit for Go Local Boom, if you ask me. Patty?
Here's one of the things that really got me excited when we were sitting down talking about it. One of the things that she asked me was, who is my demographic and what type of events I would like to go to that I would want to have that information in. So the one thing that she said that totally got me was, she has a service where I could provide her with, say, for example, 500 items, and I could say, these are the type of events, these are my people, I wouldn't have to go. She keeps those 500 items, and maybe she's putting 100 here and 100 here and 100 here, and she takes care of all those but only puts my items in the bags where it's going to serve my target audience.
Yeah,
and very affordable.
And, yeah.
Okay, so that's exciting, right? That saves me a lot of time and effort, and better than direct marketing, you know, mailing coupons in the mail or something like that, right? So, which was the way Go Local Boom was founded, by the way. It works, but, you know, we know direct mail is a 1% to 3% return on most campaigns. Maybe you get your money back, maybe you don't, but events and trade shows, people are running around snatching up bags as quick as they can. We were at the Facebook social media expo that was here a few months ago. And man, I walked in the front door of the convention center and people were tearing through that place, filling their Facebook bags with whatever they could get their hands on from every vendor, from every booth, whether it was, you know, was applicable to them or not. They want to fill their bags. So when people are at events, they like to grab a bag and they take it with them.
They
don't even know what's in there until they get home.
And one thing we have found out, and I tell this to all my newbie vendors that start with us, is that sometimes people take these and they get all this great stuff, and it could be perhaps 100 different leads to businesses. They may get busy and they may set that down at the side of their chair or put it in the closet or the trunk of the car, and they may not get to go through that as quickly as the vendor would like them to. I have vendors that are contacted 3 months after the event.
Oh, that's the way collateral works. When you've got a swag bag, right? If there are pens in there or coffee mugs or whatever it is in there, they become useful at some point. Maybe not right away.
Exactly.
But the purpose of marketing isn't always direct phone calls right now.
Exactly.
It's branding. It's top of mind awareness.
And I think it's also, how many times do they keep seeing you over and over and over again?
Yeah.
So really, that's where it's really good. And you want to know what else she told me that I really liked? That she won't let you just put, like, business cards in there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, oh, you're going to get this bag and it's going to have all these business cards.
She wants something
really,
that they're going to use.
Right. And it doesn't have to be expensive. One of the things I do is I also coach small businesses, and I help them find ways to do it economically.
Tell them your pricing, though. I think your pricing's phenomenal.
Oh, pricing is affordable for everybody. It's 30 cents per bag that you want to participate in. We have 100 bag minimum, so that's $30.
Can you believe
that's
$30
for 100 bags
to be at an event that you're not there?
Wow.
If you're not there at the event, and that
events.
Is way below booth cost.
And these events are only going to be relative to your industry.
Because you're going to
correct
which ones.
An event that you would want to be at
yes.
yourself, right?
Because we're national.
Didn't you say not only that, though, but you said that you are also doing some local community engagement door hangers style of bags right now?
We do. We are.
So that's even, I mean, if I just want to reach out to college students or people in specific neighbors, it doesn't have to be only college students. We could go for a very, very high-end demographic.
Oh, yes.
If we wanted to. Oh, this is amazing. You know, when I used to, I owned an operated.
We're down here on the square. You know, we're everywhere, so.
I owned and operated a cleaning franchise, and one of our most valuable marketing efforts was when the teams were at a house, we told them that we'll give them $5 for every door hanger that they hung. And so if they just went to five doors down on each side of the house that they were cleaning, these are two-person teams, right? They make an extra $20 that day, and they get to clean the houses that came from those flyers, because the more houses you have in one route, right, the more money you make, because you don't lose money on drive
travel
time.
Right.
This was one of the best means of return on investment that we had, because they were independently motivated to go out there and connect directly. So my point is, you put a bag of some swag from local businesses in the hand of somebody who's looking for, you know, those kinds of deals and discounts in their neighborhood.
Yes.
That is how Go Local Boom was founded.
Yeah. I just think it's really, really important, because you get to really decide that demographic. And we all know that in marketing, it's not putting all your eggs in one basket, right? It's spreading it around, so people just keep seeing your name over and over again, go, man, I just really need to talk to this person. Right.
Right? It's great for coaches. It's great for anybody that's even putting on an event, for advertising.
We need to get some, I think we're going to design some rocket box shaped toys that have the free website on it, on the side of them. So not only is it something that you're going to want to use and
rocket.
Play with, you know, but then it's got, when you have it in your hand, you realize that there's a free website audit, and maybe some, you know, some social media support or something like that on the toy itself, because we can then send them with you to business trade shows and get some exposure that way.
And that is actually how businesses get the best results from participating, is if you have, because you want to put a deal on there.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get that customer that's in looking through that swag bag to say, oh, hey, this is a free 30-minute evaluation,
right.
Or, it can be a QR scan code that's going to give them a free shipping offer.
Well, think about when you order stuff. We all know that in the promotional products game, right, the more you buy, the less expensive it is in the items you're buying. But if I get to buy those items in more of a quantity,
right,
and I get to hand them to her, so I'm not even having to store them and say, hey, here's what I want you to do, put them here. What a great deal that is.
Yeah, because we do the storage for you.
Well, so that begs the question, though, do you do the manufacturing for me? Do I even have to buy them and have them shipped to me and deliver them to you?
You can have them. This is a community project. So exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you tell them that.
We have, if you get bulk items, you can actually have them direct ship.
Mm-hmm.
So you can purchase from XYZ promos.
In the industry, we call that drop shipping.
Yes. And you can have them sent direct to us, and we'll be more than, with the guidelines that we've already set up, and we'll be more than happy to stuff those bags.
Sean is going to love our relationship. Tell him how we stuff those bags.
Okay. I was asked, Patty said, oh, hey, Sarah, you know, what do? You know, you stay up all night and stuff those bags. And I was like, well, not really. We work with the community.
Mm-hmm.
One of the great outreach programs that we have is we will contact with activities directors at senior centers.
This is great.
Yeah, so they love it. They have a whole afternoon. They can sit at the table. They can be wheelchair bound or partially disabled. It doesn't matter, because we have a blast. I take everything in for the event bags, set them up. We have lunch. We have a whole afternoon.
Is that awesome?
We pass the bags around and get them stuffed. And we also work with local high schools that may need community service hours.
Support
the Boy Scouts, anybody.
Fundraiser to buy some jerseys.
Absolutely.
So community all the way around.
Yeah, we love it. We're going to get along just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we're running out of time. I want to make sure that you're able to tag and let everybody know how to reach you one more time.
All right. Reach me, bizinthebag.com. All my contact information's on there. You can always call me direct, 561-376-9029.
Wonderful. Sarah Lopez, founder and operator of Biz in a Bag, swagbagmarketing.com. We really love what you're doing. We look forward to working with you in the future. Thanks so much for your
Thanks
time.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you did a great job. Okay, folks, coming back with your wrap-up here on Go Local Boom. You are listening to 1050 KTBL. Here we go with your wrap-up on Go Local Boom. You are listening to 1050 KTVL, and we love 1050. We love 770 KKOB. We love Cumulus Media. They love their local businesses as well. And so we just want to say thank you for giving us the space to do what we do. And they bring one guest every week as well. Cumulus is always responsible for bringing us a guest every week. That's pretty cool, right?
Oh, that's really cool. And they have some great guests.
They do indeed. Their first guest this morning came from Cumulus support staff, Robert Gabaldon from Los Alamos National Bank. I had no clue how cool Los Alamos National Bank was. Did you?
No, and I love that their building is the Red Cross building, and that right now, as we speak, they're having their grand opening.
Yeah, exactly. So right now, over there off of Pan American Freeway, what used to be the Red Cross building right there by the Pyramid Hotel is now the Los Alamos National Bank building, and Red Cross just so happens to rent space there. They came in and took that building over. So we're excited. They got a bunch of fun stuff going on. It's family-friendly. Go check them out if you want some free ice cream. And you need a commercial bank account. So anyway, our second guest, the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce, one of our favorite community collaborators. They do such a great job over there. The ABQ West Chamber of Commerce is super active, but they're smaller in terms of the market and the area that they serve and so on. They're a very active chamber, but the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce by far has the most businesses that are active in what they do. I think the Greater Albuquerque Chamber has more businesses than anyone, but it's not the same kind of engagement. They're much more, you know, business advocacy, you know, and organizational resource focused. The Hispano Chamber loves their community.
I think it's nice that we in Albuquerque for our city that we have so many different ones that mm-hmm. serve a variety. But what I really love today is that we actually had the COO here herself.
Yeah, that's the first time that we've got the opportunity to interview Cynthia Jaramillo, Chief Operating Officer. COO always throws me off phonetically, but yeah, she's been there for over 15 years. That is a testament to her belief in what the chamber does.
And how passionate she was, too.
Yeah, precisely. So they have the MBE survey can be found on the Chamber of Commerce, Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce website, which is ahcnm.org. Or check them out on Facebook because their website is under construction. There's this minority female-owned business protocol that has not been respected, and they really want to throw a bunch of energy and attention to it. So they need you to fill out the survey if you know a minority or a woman-owned business in our community that's locally focused. The city wants to do business with you, but they've never been able to really track that. And so they've set up this system to do so. So go fill out that survey. We love Luis and Cynthia from the chamber. They do a great job. And then finally, Sarah Lopez from Biz in the Bag Marketing, swagbagmarketing.com. I love what she does. She'll go promote your business for you at a huge trade show or a networking event that you don't have the time for or wherewithal. I can promote our new office in Colorado from here without doing anything but giving her a little bit of collateral for her swag bags.
I think that's just amazing. You can't be everywhere, and there's a lot of events that are going on, so you literally could be in one place while she's in another, and you're actually getting exposure in both places.
Yeah, and check it out. She does it all over the country, right? So it's not just in your backyard. It's anywhere that you want to connect with businesses. So if you're an online business like us, we've got brick-and-mortar offices, and we meet with face-to-face local businesses, but I can serve an African account from Albuquerque or anywhere, right? The fact of the matter is that she's at trade shows that I'll never be at, and when you're at a trade show, it has a lot to do with who you know and what booth you should go to and who you know is going to introduce you to others that come along that might need your support. A lot of time, it's every business for themselves when you're at a trade show, but people who do a lot of trade shows, they develop kind of a community and a system, right? People that go to trade shows that find out that her booth is the swag bag booth, that you can go to one booth and get a dozen items from businesses that you can then use, pens, coffee mugs, napkins, eyeglass cleaners, whatever it is that, you know, fidget spinners, you know, all of these marketing tools that people put in swag bags nowadays. This is the one-stop shop for that. If you see this person at a trade show, you want to just go grab one of those bags, not make the rounds to all these booths that you don't care about.
Exactly. And I really love the fact that she utilizes the community, the senior homes as well as high school students to fill the bags. So we're actually working with the community all the way around, and I love that.
Yeah, 30 cents per item. You give her these items, she'll put them in the swag bags and take them to the marketing event with a hundred item minimum. That's $30. $30 will get you in 100 bags at a trade show that you may never have been able to go to yourself. That's a great deal. Check her out at swagbagmarketing.com. We want you to make sure that you check out Los Alamos National Labs online. They are lanb.com. And Robert Babaldone, Albuquerque Market President, did a great job discussing how cool the bank is. Been in business for over 50 years in New Mexico. And again, check out Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce online, ahcnm.org, or Hispano Chamber on Facebook. We have expended our time, and hopefully we did a great job telling you about the local businesses that are going on in our community. We appreciate your support. Rocketbox SEO is the sponsor of this show. They would appreciate a call from you if you need some help with your website or your search engine optimization. If you're not being found on the first page of Google, you're missing out on thousands of searches per month. We can help you out with that. Give them a call at 505-453-9595. And of course, we like to thank Cumulus Media. Folks, you are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We'll see you next week at 10 a.m.